America collectively gulped recently when reports of Exxon chairman Lee Raymond's executive retirement package, estimated at over $400 million, hit the news. In a time when gas prices are at an all-time high and the American worker is facing an uncertain financial future, the last thing anyone wants to hear is that Exxon's profits are at an all-time high, in excess of $35 billion. News of Mr. Raymond's last trip to the trough outraged millions of Americans, not to mention the stockholders. Nowhere else in the world, except in places dominated by a tyrant like Saddam Hussein, do the rich reward themselves as lavishly as they do here. Now, didn't we go to Iraq to liberate all those Iraqians from under the oppressive weight of that motherfucker, Saddam Hussein? Not only are American execs leading the global corporate pack in self-inflicted gifting, they're giving themselves more money than ever before. According to a survey of 200 large companies done by Pearl Meyer & Partners, the average pay for chief execs in 2005 increased 27%. The Labor Department suggests that the average worker's salary increased 2.9%. So, when Sean Hannity and the president tell you that the economy is strong and to cheer the fuck up, chances are they're not talking to you, so you should just butt out and get back to work.